Yeah, you know, this is it's definitely the case. False teachers within the church, 2 Timothy 4, verses 3 through 4 says, "For the time will come, as we just mentioned, when people not tolerate sound doctrine and accurate instruction that challenges them with God's truth, but wanting to have their ears tickled with something pleasing, they will accumulate for themselves many teachers, one after the other, chosen to satisfy their own desires and to support the errors they hold. And they will turn their ears away from the truth and will wander off into myths and man-made fictions and will accept the unacceptable." And
that seems so relevant right now.
Yeah, we see that a lot. You know, there's a lot of churches out there, so-called churches, that, you know, they claim to be Christian, and for the most part, what they share and everything sounds good.
Yeah.
But it'll be like that 2% that, yeah, you know, it just taints the whole thing. And that's the danger of cults, is that it blends truth with falsehood. And that's what makes it so, like, well, it can't be wrong. Like, listen, it's got all this happening. Yeah, but it denies this. And, you know, I think of some churches in particular where it's like they actually I can't believe this, they deny the deity of Jesus Christ. You know, they'll say things like, he was a man. You know, he came down, he was a man, left his godhood behind, died on the cross, and then picked up his godhood again when he went back to heaven.
Okay, like here's my question. How do you possibly get around that in the Bible? They must have taken big chunks out or like found a way to explain it away, you know?
Yeah, it's weird.
That's a hard one to get around.
It is.
You know?
So.
Well.
Yeah.
That's so wild.
That's the danger of false teaching. And so this is why we have to be vigilant as churches, pastors, elders, to make sure that we are on guard to make sure none of this creeps into the churches that we serve.
Yeah, one thing I was talking about earlier on the week, obviously it was yesterday, just this fact that like truth, like it's not trendy. Mm. You know, it doesn't just come and go. Like, yep. I just felt like, you know, this point as I was talking about it, that like, do you really think like the devil cares? Like if you believe it, do you think like God and the devil, my goodness, truth is just not trendy. That's all I'm trying to say. I'll summarize it like that, you know?
It's so true. I mean, like, truth is truth, whether you want to believe it or not.
Yeah.